the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with me, Margaret Grave. And I have a very special guest on today. He will be Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay will be talking to me about recent steps that he has taken as the Brigadier Admiral of the primary Citizens Oversight or Auxiliary Law Enforcement Board, which he calls the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Hold on for a minute, Jay. I'll let you have your say in a moment. The primary Citizens Oversight or Auxiliary Board that he calls, and Major Elvis Newton calls, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They have proactively stripped the Florida Gator Brigade of its status as a sister organization in the Citizens Police Oversight, and will be throwing their endorsement and support behind a new organization called the Florida Auxiliary Police Squad. P.D. Webcock, I'm going to do what you told me to do, Jay, right?
Yeah, I want to make sure you don't get all the fass.
Yeah, I'll get all the fass, as you put them. And you said that I could quote you.
Yeah, you said you would not mock.
And as I was saying, P.D. Webcock, who was the... what was his rank?
A colonel.
Colonel P.D. Webcock of the Florida Gator Brigade was duly stripped of his authority, and my understanding is he is in some kind of alcohol rehab or drug treatment program as we speak. Yes?
He's going to get dental work.
And is going to get dental work. This is being provided by the...
This being provided by...
Here, take the microphone. I don't give a...
This is going to be provided by the Citizens Auxiliary Police, ladies and gentlemen. The dental work that for Petey Webcock, who had 7 teeth knocked out of his head by Florida State Troopers late one night by 9:45 on Beeline Express.
Thank you. That's all we need. The Beeline Expressway, what's that supposed to be?
It's in Orlando.
Oh, it's in Orlando. Well, isn't that... So, there you have the information. Now, I'm going to interview you, Jay, which means I hold the microphone. You don't.
I understand.
Tell me how this all began. How did you initially determine that Mr. Webcock and the Gator Brigade should be stripped of their law enforcement, auxiliary law enforcement status?
Thank you, Margaret. It was my determination in consult with Major Elvis Newton once the word got back to us that Colonel Webcock had been roughed up pretty good by Florida troopers, and apparently it turned out when we saw the police report that done get filed on Colonel Webcock that he was argumentative, that apparently he exposed himself, that
he exposed himself.
Yes, he did. That apparently one time he took one of the troopers' hats or multiple hats and threw him into a collection pond or a water drainage ditch near where the traffic stop was affected.
And this was on the what?
This is on the Beeline Expressway, East-West Expressway in Orlando, Florida.
And what was the initial traffic stop for?
Well, the Florida trooper said that there was weaving. He was weaving in and out of traffic. He'd been weaving. And when they attempted to stop him, continued to weave away. And that's what we call a weave away. Florida Auxiliary Police, we have a fan out.
I know you have the fan out and you've got the spread out.
Yeah, well, this is in traffic. And when a suspect attempts to evade, they'll attempt to weave in, weave out, and then as my little daughter, Jessica, puts it, she say, "Hey, Daddy, he's weaving." And I'll say, "That's because on a counter she misses her front teeth, you know."
Oh, she doesn't have her front teeth.
She has new front teeth. Her baby teeth went out, and her new teeth came in, but she misses the old teeth, so she misses them.
The fuck? Anyway, all right, continue.
Yeah, so what did you just do?
What's it look like I did, Jay? I got up and closed the door.
All right. So because she mispronounces leaving, she says, "Daddy, look, my front teeth were weaving."
When she lost her front... Never mind. I'm sorry I asked. Go ahead.
So, what happened was the traffic stop was affected by officers of the Florida State Trooper, Highway Patrol Trooper. I don't know.
What are they called down there?
It's called Florida State Troopers, but it's basically the Highway Patrol. It's the same thing as like the Georgia Department of Law Enforcement is called the Georgia State Patrol is also the Highway Patrol.
Well, but the State Patrol in Georgia, they do a little more than what the California Highway Patrol does, don't they?
I have no idea, and I really, frankly, don't care.
All right, go ahead.
So the troopers did pull him over, and he immediately charged. According to the trooper report, he charged out of the cab of his truck. He's got a Dodge Ram truck. He's got the standard cab, you know.
That's nice.
All right. So he immediately charged out of the cab of his truck, charged one officer, and was clubbed and then kneed. And then he grabbed two hats. I think he took the hat off of one of the officers and started to dance around with it. It's a Smokey the Bear. The Florida troopers wear what are called Smokey the Bear hats.
Yes, we've seen them. I think California Highway Patrol wears them in the mountain areas, don't they?
No, they do not. That's an old wives' tale. Just because they're up in a mountain doesn't mean they're going to dress like Smokey the Bear. What's that about?
I don't know, Jay. I'm just...
So, apparently, Mr. Webcock took the Florida trooper Smokey the Bear hat, took two of them, put one on his head, and began to skip about, saying only you can prevent forest fires, and basically mocking the officers as they were just simply trying to do their duty. When the officer grabbed one of the hats, he put the other hat on and he danced. According to the officer's report, he danced away further down the highway about 20 yards and started skipping about and doing some kind of an Irish jig. And that's when they ran up to him and basically did a three-step takedown, which I want to take credit for this because one of the officers got behind him. One of the Florida troopers.
One of the Florida troopers knelt behind Petey Webcock and the other one pushed him.
He did. The other officer pushed him over on a three-step takedown. What are you laughing at?
Because it sounds like something a 6 or 7-year-old would do, not a duly authorized and empowered officer of the law.
Well, you know, Miss Gray, stranger things, you know, it's a weird world. Weird world we live in. And it's a weird world we live in, and a lot of things happen. So he was taken down. The Smokey the Bear hat was fetched. When Webcock got up, that's when he squared off with one of the officers, and that's when the officer let loose with a left hand that took out about 4 teeth, and another officer hit with a right hand, took out the other 3. And Webcock was stunned. He didn't go down, but there are pictures of him. He was standing upright, but the face was ballooned out, but he's still laughing. So, yeah, I gotta hand it to the Auxiliary Police Officers of America that they're still out there trying to save lives, even though they basically got beat up by a cop. So
wouldn't you say that is one great disgrace?
No, ma'am, I wouldn't.
Wait, let me finish. If you're out there attempting to save lives, as you say, and to assist, and as you say, take a peek over the shoulder of police to make sure they're doing the right job, wouldn't you think it's a great disgrace to provoke and eventually be beaten down by those very officers that you're trying to help?
Well, first of all, I don't know that he was provoked.
Was he not drinking and driving?
Whoa, let's take it one. Let's take it one step at a time. You drink and you drive. Yes, at the time they didn't know. At the time they pulled him from, he came charging out of the cab.
Right. So he didn't even give them the benefit of providing proper information as to why they were pulling him over.
Well, you know,
see what I'm saying?
Well, no, not really, because he was inebriated. He charged out of the cab. He came at them, but he wasn't coming at them in any kind of pugilistic manner. There was no weapon. He just came at them. He lunged, and as I talked to Colonel, I cocked a Colonel.
You cocked a Colonel? I bet you do.
Wow. Go ahead. Where'd he come from?
It's my husband, Frank. Don't worry about it.
Go ahead. I talked to Colonel Webcock.
Hey.
Yama, if he's going to sit here.
Frank.
Sorry.
I talked to Colonel Webcock, who informed me at that time and at that place that I talked to him at.
When was that?
Frank, if you don't shut up, I'm gonna bury this right hand in what's left of your face.
What do you mean, what's left of my face?
Because the other hand is going to do the major part.
Go on.
So, while you two work that out.
It's worked out.
I talked to Colonel Webcock. He said that he just went at him and went, yeah, like that. It scared the Florida trooper. And the Florida trooper was taken aback, and that's when Petey grabbed both hats and danced. As he said, he skipped and danced down the highway, put on the hat, and started doing "Only You Can Protect," you know, whatever it's called. "Only You Can Prevent Forest Fires."
That's Smokey Bear. Sorry.
That's right, Smokey the Bear. And he did that. When they grabbed one of the hats, he put the other hat on, and that's when he started doing kind of an Irish jig. And then I don't know what happened, but that's when one of them, you know, buried. That's when he got basically his teeth knocked out. So all of that, you asked me a lot of questions, Ms. Gray, but I grant you it was all done, as far as we were concerned, in complete violation of the rules, of the laws and the rules and the laws of what, I mean,
have you got this written down?
Have I got what written down?
Well, these bylaws of these citizens' auxiliary police groups.
You're expected to behave in a manner that is supportive of law enforcement, behave in a manner that takes a peek over the shoulder, but does not, you know, in other words, you take a peek over the shoulder, you don't lean your whole entire head over the shoulder and breathe on the guy. That's the best way we can say it. Take a peek over the shoulder, but don't breathe on him, you know.
Okay, that's in the bylaws.
Yes, it's in the bylaws.
Yes, Frank, what?
Well, I'm an attorney. Is there somewhere that she can show us this?
Have you got the bylaws?
Right here. All stated citizens' auxiliary support groups will keep in mind the primary purpose of our organizational chart and structure. That is to take a peek over the shoulder of law enforcement, but never have the entire head over the shoulder to the point where you're breathing on it. End quote.
Breathing on it, huh?
That's right. What about it?
Why do you neutralize the gender?
Because we don't know if it's a man or a woman or what.
All right, I'm sorry I asked the stupid question. We're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This is Margaret Gray. Frank came bumbling in.
I'm sorry.
But Frank came bumbling in and is sitting off to my left. We're talking to Jay about a big piece of news in the world of citizen oversight, police groups, auxiliary groups, security groups, and that is the decommissioning of the Florida Gator Brigade and the support, organizationally at least, and the chartering of a new organization in Florida, the Florida Auxiliary Police Squad.
That is correct.
Do you know yet who is going to head this up?
Well, see, there's a great many different people that we have in mind. There's a lot of people. The main organizational meeting is taking place in Orlando, Florida, and that's going to take place this weekend. It will be on the 27th, the evening of the 27th, that the main organizational meeting will take place. We've got Babcock Ballouie.
Who the hell?
Babcock Ballouie is Petey Webcock, and Babcock Ballouie worked in hand-to-hand in tandem. And when Petey went off the rails, Babcock...
The last name is spelled how?
B-A-L-O-O-E-Y. Ballouie. What are you laughing at?
Frank?
Oh, come on. You got to be kidding me. The guy's name is Babcock Ballouie, and I can't laugh at her name? She's going to be the head of the Florida Balloon Police, or what?
It's not the Florida, you know, and you said that on purpose, didn't you?
Well, it's good. No, I did not say that on purpose, but when you said Babcock Ballouie, I started thinking of the Florida Balloon Police. I'm sorry.
Let's have some respect and dignity, Frank. They're not called the Florida Balloon Police yet. Not yet.
Well, I think a lot of them should, if you want my honest opinion.
Which I don't.
Which we didn't ask for, Frank.
Oh, boy, you're taking the side of this bumbling, stuttering, spitting...
Try me. Want to try me?
Oh, would I...
Frank, I don't need you provoking my husband, who's an Army veteran. I'll have you know.
All right. Well, hey, let me tell you what. I've taken on veterans in my capacity as a Citizens Auxiliary Police Officer. I've taken on veterans. I've taken on some bad boys. And Mr. Gray's status as a veteran, that's fine.
I'm just warning you.
All right, fine. If he gets up in my face, if he gets into my face, then he's going to have my face next to his face, and there'll be two faces. And when push come to shove, my face will get bigger, and his face will get a little smaller.
What the hell? Let the record show, Margaret Gray right now is laughing.
Well, why wouldn't I be laughing at that?
The reason why you wouldn't be laughing at that... Hey, Mr. Gray.
Look, let me tell you something, Santos. You talk about getting... The day she gets into my face is the day my face gets right up into hers.
I heard you, Frank.
Yeah, well, like I said, if you want to try me...
Santos, don't tempt me. I'm in such a mood today. I've been in this godforsaken state now for over a week.
Frank, you are the guest, the honored guest of Jackie Bales and Phil Hendry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Just remember who you're...
Don't do it, man.
Just remember who you're talking to. Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Get out of here, Frank.
Oh, man.
Get out of here, Frank. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, the Florida Auxiliary Police Squad, being run by Babcock Ballooey.
Why would you laugh a man's name?
Because it's a ridiculous-sounding name.
Well?
Any relation to Petey Webcock?
Why would there be any relation?
I don't know. So...
Yeah, Babcock Ballooey was second in command. Babcock Ballooey was a general, and I know it sounds... It's different, okay, before you comment. The structural command
yeah,
is different than what you would think. That's why in the Citizens Auxiliary Police, the number one rank is major, followed by Brigadier Admiral, followed by Full Admiral, Chief Petty Officer, and then Sergeant.
And then sub-commanders.
Then sub-commanders, yeah.
Do you have commanders?
No, we don't have commanders.
Well, then why are they called sub-commanders?
Because that's the way Major Elvis Newton wanted it. I don't know what to tell you. In the Florida Auxiliary Police Squad, the main leader, which we think today will probably be Babcock Ballooey, will be a colonel. Second command will be a full 4-star general.
Uh-huh.
Ms. Gray, you just went, uh-huh.
No, I didn't, and I'd appreciate if you don't lie.
That's what it sounded like to me. He's back again.
What do you want now, Frank?
Wait, I got to sit down on this one. I just heard her say that the number one in command of the Florida Auxiliary Police Squad will be a colonel followed by a four...
God damn.
Frank.
What happened to you?
My voice cracked. I need water. Would you mind getting out of here before I beat you half to death?
Margaret.
Would you mind getting out of here, Frank, before I beat you half to death? Not fully.
Well, I guess, that's...
That's a break.
Yeah, she said it.
He's laughing at me.
Yes, he is.
The colonel and then a 4-star general. Christ, that's good.
It's, something you get used to.
I was going to ask you, as a Citizens Auxiliary Police member, you've heard it all. You've had people mock your helmet, your knee socks, your wingtips, your Bermuda shorts.
Right, I can hear your voice cracking now.
No, your wingtips. Does it ever get old, all of the laughter?
So wait a minute, you're trying to tell me people laugh ass all the time?
Pretty much, yes.
Well... I got news for you, Ms. Gray. In the files of the Citizens Auxiliary Police are a number of things.
Dun, 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 dun.
Get out of here, Frank.
In the files of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. That's right, Ms. Gray.
Mrs.
Mr. Gray, in the files of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we have a very stellar record. We got takedowns, got 3-step takedowns. We've done spin moves. We've taken away people's videotapes. We've done it all. We've done it good. We've interdicted people who've been drunk driving. We've stopped people who are too, a lot of things, people don't get it. The number of women that we pulled out of SUVs that were too fat, that were too heavy for the SUV, we saved the lives of children when we got big, large women,
No, I don't know.
Well, we got them out of there. Also, there is a itching caused by when a woman reaches a certain menopausal stage, itching. Okay, what kind of traffic violations and traffic safety hazard is that caused by? We were out there. We had doctors, and they looked, and...
Yeah?
Why do you look so hostile?
Go ahead.
Go
on, Jay. So you're violating the rights of women.
No, ma'am, we're not.
Well, hauling a woman out of her car because she may have some sort of itch, because she is menopausal, or literally putting a woman on a scale to see if she's too fat for the SUV she's driving.
That's right.
What about a cone down? Tell them about the cone down.
Well, the cone down...
Frank, I got it.
The cone down is our way of coning it down, so you can't go anywhere. So you have to stop, and then we take a look around, take a peek. But mostly, that's just to make sure that, you know, we just want to take a look.
So you're harassing people?
No, we're not harassing people. We want to make sure that everyone's belled in, that we don't smell residual alcohol on anyone's breath. There's a lot of reasons why we do cone downs. I can't.
But let's take a look at this one. Young girls, you stop them and look in bags that they may be carrying from department stores to see if the underwear is moral?
That is something that as fathers and as mothers we're concerned about. We ask them, can we take a look in your bag? If they tell us to bugger off or buzz off or just tell us to get lost or they say no, then...
There's not much you can do.
There's not a whole lot we can do. I mean, we were out on the beach. We try to save people from looking at women who had thongs on, and we would go and drape a towel, and we got a number of our commanders were beat up. Not that you can beat up a sub-commander from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, but, you know, in the sand when you're wearing wingtips, a guy, you know, can get, you know, you slip and fall down. So...
Were they beat up or did they slip and fall down?
I think a lot of our commander sub-commanders was slipped and fall down.
Was slipped and fall down, goddamn.
You're having a good time, aren't you, Frank?
No, I'm having a cocktail.
Yeah, well, that's the whole... And this is why, you know, and I'm not trying to threaten you, but that's why Petey Webcock got his mouth kicked in.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'd love to see a Florida trooper try that with me. Oh, baby, would I...
Frank, don't tempt fate. Go ahead.
So, we did an awful lot. When you look at the files of Citizens Auxiliary Police, and to say that people laugh at us, okay, maybe they do. Maybe people are out there laughing at us, but we get the job done. Let's talk about how we have gone into Super Bowl parties, and we've gone in and we've overheard conversations where people are going to have excessive amounts of alcohol and maybe start a bar fight. We go in as a group, we huddle in, 8 guys, 16 legs. That's what we like to say. It's called a spider move.
Now, I heard about your spider move the other day. You said it was 10 guys and 16 legs.
Oh, I'm sorry?
You did, Santos. You said 10 guys, 16 legs. I heard her.
I know, Frank.
Okay, if you have 10 guys, 2 legs per guy.
Go ahead.
What's he laughing at?
Go ahead. 10 guys, 2 legs per guy.
1, 2. That's it, Santos. Count them up.
Man, he is drunk. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, 22?
10 guys, 2 legs per guy.
What's 10 times 2?
Oh. Yeah, okay. Not 16. 20.
What a drip. I'm telling you, you couldn't have found something leaking from a faucet that was slower, thicker, or more polluted.
Well, you heard him, Jay.
Yeah, I heard him, but I don't believe him. I heard him, but I don't believe him. I don't believe anybody talked to a police officer that way.
You're not a police officer, Santos. You're I don't know what you are. You're something that came out of a faucet, yellow in color, and some hillbilly thinks it's going to go into his...
This is Margaret Gray.
Go into his what? Into his you-know-what?
That's right. Only his husband may mind that.
This is Margaret Gray, and I can't get Frank to shut the hole under his nose to save me. With me is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're talking here about the monumental, momentous move recently effected by the Citizens Auxiliary Police and associated organizations to, how do I put this?
Well, basically, it's to... To try and get rid of the floor, the Gator Brigade.
Yeah, that's it. To get rid of the Gator Brigade. And getting rid of the Gator Brigade means decommissioning them and making them a part of the new Florida Auxiliary Police. And that's essentially what we're talking about here. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're going to be talking about the Citizens Auxiliary Police and their moves forward. what they'll be doing in the future to, well, if you can say it, to further the greatness of their organization. And I put that in quotes. Believe me, I put that in quotes because, sucker, there ain't nothing funnier than that.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California, broadcasting by remote here from the great state of Florida. Hi, guys. It's Phil Henry here for Sheath Underwear. A reminder that Sheath Underwear is what I wear, what a lot of guys are wearing now, because Sheath Underwear helps keep you cool, helps keep you, well, helps keep you dry, helps keep you comfortable, and there is a place for everything when you talk about that Sheath Underwear dual pouch package thang, man.
Say it, Mr. Henry.
Here's Jay Sanders to tell you more.
That's right. I use Sheath Underwear, and every officer in the Citizens Auxiliary Police is commanded to use Sheath Underwear because it keeps them cool, keeps them dry, keeps them separate, and keeps the Royal American dry, cool, separate, a place for everything.
Yes, it's a beautiful hammock effect so that you have good support as well as great, great health down there. So, Sheath Underwear. And I'd like you to go to the sheathunderwear.com website right now and use the promo code Phil. Use the promo code Phil for 20% off. Sheathunderwear.com. Use the promo code Phil. And friend, you've never had it so good.
Take it from me, Jay Sanis of Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Or me, Phil Henry of just Phil Henry.
Sheath Underwear. That's the way to go.
That's Sheath Underwear. 20% off at sheathunderwear.com. Use the promo code PHIL. And now back to the Phil Henry Show.
Thank you very, very much, and welcome back. I don't even know who... What's your name? What?
Rick Sutton.
Rick Sutton. He's the latest, whatever you want to call him.
Announcer. I'm an announcer, Ms. Gray.
That's good for you.
Boy, I would be rude.
Frank, I'll do it. Jay, one final round of questions, and then I'll let you go, and then I'll let myself go, and I'll let everyone off the hook out of whatever this is. Go ahead, Frank.
I just wanted to ask you, Jay, as a brigadier admiral, taking orders from a major, that doesn't cause you any kind of... In other words, when Major Elvis Newton calls you, and she says, get over here, I've got something to say. Wait, what does your wife say?
What do you mean, what does my wife say?
Well, what does he say when Major Elvis Newton says, get over, you, get over now, and you've got to do what she tells you to do while your wife stands there? He's standing over a hot stove cooking you a meal.
What?
Never mind.
No, wait, I want an answer. You know what I'm talking about.
You talk about Major Elvis Newton being a her.
No, I didn't. I called her...
Give me the phone, Frank. Thank you very, very much, Jay, for your indulgence, for your participation in the program today, and for the all-around good that you think you do for the community.
Thank you very, very much. And because we do not have the actual theme music, Mr. Gray comedically went into it. If you want to do our theme music, you're more than happy to.
Do your theme music? What is that?
You went dun-dun-dun.
Oh, yeah. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. That?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's all I know.
Well, we really love our theme music.
What do you mean theme music? I don't understand that.
It's like our marching anthem, you know. Dun 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 dun. It gives us confidence. Dun 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 dun. Hey, dun 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 dun. You know. He's laughing again.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.